I think that, first of all, the legislation concerning beefed up border security removes any validity to the argument that border security is not sufficient. I mean, this is not only sufficient, it is well over sufficient. We'll be the most militarized border since the fall of the Berlin Wall. Keep on rocking in the free world.
You know, this comes up every great once in a while. Immigration. Immigration control. How can we control it? Should it be controlled? Do we need a big militarized border in our country? Well, apparently to some people that we do. We do. Why? To keep the illegals out. Keep the illegals out of the country. Are you an illegal immigrant? And if not, then why are you legal? Is it because you fall into this category of being born within the borders of America? Is that the only thing that makes you legal? Just to be born a mile in one direction and not another? Is that all it takes to be quote unquote American? Well, apparently, that's all it takes. If you're born within the borders of a country, you are, well, its property, basically. A citizen. Property. And a lot of the people who want to come to the United States, we have to ask ourselves, why? Why do they want to come to America? Is it for better opportunity to leave the country where they are from? Better jobs? Better education for their children? Or perhaps they're on the run. Some criminals. That could be too. Why do you think it is that people come or people move from one spot to another? Should people be allowed to move from one spot to another without any papers? Papers. Papers, please. And just because you don't have the right kind of paper, apparently that means you can't move? I mean, we see that with this Snowden case. I mean, who else out there think it's totally laughable that without this piece of paper, you are not allowed to travel? You, as a, God, what are you? I thought we were a free people. We should be allowed to travel wherever we want to go. But apparently you need this piece of paper that gives you the permission to travel. I mean, if we, size it down, I guess you could say, well, this is my house and I don't want you in it. Okay, that makes sense. This is my house, I don't want you in it. Well, when we're talking about a house, let's put that house and turn it into a country. And let's say, this is my country, I don't want you in it. Well, okay, now, we all know it's not your country. It's a piece of land with borders around it. What are these borders? Man-made imaginary lines drawn in the sand. That's all they are. Basically, it's saying that we killed these other people and took their land, and now it's our land. So we got this land through force and violence. We conquered, and now it's ours. And we can dictate whatever rules we want within these borders. These imaginary lines drawn in the sand. And if you want to enter our area, then you need to abide by certain rules and regulations if you want to live in my area. I mean, if it's your house, I guess you can make these kind of rules, but like I said, it's a country. It's a big piece of land. Now, who gets to make the rules there? Do we have one person? Oh, God, I hope not. I think it's more like we, the people who live there, should be able to make the rules. And apparently we, well, okay, let's get this one. Let's make sure we understand this. America is not a democracy, and America is not a republic, okay? For America to be a republic, the politicians, the representatives, should be representing the will of the people. And we have seen that time and time again, that they do not. They do not represent the will of the people. They just represent the will of some selected individuals and, you know, companies and organizations and things like that. So, who gets to make these rules? The American people are totally out of it. This is strictly a political tennis match. And don't kid yourself here. Don't think that the Republicans are racist. They don't like immigrants. Although I've seen, you know, contradictory to that. And the Democrats, I mean, let's not kid ourselves here. They are not the party of peace anymore. Huh. They're both one of the same. The Republicans and the Democrats agree more often than not on a lot of things. Immigration control. Do we need it? Is it necessary? A lot of people think, well, yes, it is. It steals our jobs. Illegal immigrants coming over the border steal our jobs. Okay. And illegal immigrants get all the benefits of being a United States citizen without being a United States citizen, such as receiving welfare, food stamps, and, you know, other social programs. They get free education for their children when they enroll them in schools, and free health care, even get free money. But is that the fault of the people? No, that's the fault of the government. They are the ones who created this program. This come over here and we'll give you money for nothing. It's going to attract, I mean, honey attracts flies, no? Get rid of these programs and then we'll see exactly how many illegal immigrants come over. And I guarantee you the same amount. These people are not coming over here just so they can get free stuff. These people are coming over here to get jobs. And yes, perhaps they will work cheaper than an American. But then again, an American is spoiled, lazy, complacent, just as long as they have their, you know, entertainment at 8 o'clock on television. Everything else is okay. And for a company that can hire its workers cheaper than, we'll say, a normal American, they will have a lower overhead, they will make more profits, they will be able to hire more people, and if more companies do this, it will create more competition. Prices will go down on products. You won't have farmers who are busted for hiring illegal immigrants working in agriculture sector. We won't have these farmers just having their crops rot in the field, which has happened in the past and will happen again because ICE has a raid on their farm and discovers that 80% of their workers are illegal immigrants. So they deport them. And now the farmer can't find workers to do the job, at least not at the same rate as these illegal immigrants do. And so the crops rot in the field. This is a short term, this is a, you know, a short outlook on things. I mean, we like our products at a cheap price, no? Would you be happy paying $5 for a bunch of bananas just to ensure that the person who is picking those bananas are or is a legal citizen? And again, this word citizen is a paradox. In order to be a citizen, the country in which you live in has to provide you with a they have to provide you with security. And it's been again and again and again, the Supreme Court has ruled that the state has no obligation to protect you. So, I mean, they've dropped their end of the bargain, no? If they have no obligation to protect, then why are you a citizen? I mean, citizenship is something that you can choose. Interesting. I think the borders should be open. People should be allowed to come in freely and work where they want to work. I mean, I think that's, you know, we're human beings, no? Aren't we free? Or are we chained and tethered? We're chained and tethered. That's what we are. But I know a lot of people have, you know, very, very passionate feelings about this. And this is something that I would like to do in this podcast. I would like to be able to give a platform for people to speak their mind. And I think I've discovered a way how to do it. I have set up through Twitter, which I have no idea how it works, but I set something up. If you, I don't know how it works. Do you follow someone? Yeah? Okay. No. My mistake. Yes, it is Twitter, but Skype. That's right. Skype. Skype has now changed their policy. It used to be that you were only allowed one video message or two video messages a month. Now, it's changed to unlimited. So, this is what I would like to do. I have set up a Skype account. My Skype name is I Am The Lost American. All one word. I Am The Lost American. No spaces. Now, you Skype me, and I'll accept you. And then you could leave a video message touting or giving your opinion on, you know, certain topics that I bring up in this podcast. And, you know, we could start with this immigration reform. And I will take those video messages and strip the audio out of them and give the users a platform so their voice can be heard too. I would just like to, you know, create a little bit of interaction here. I mean, come on. I mean, I live in a country where English is not the native tongue. And in order for me to have a conversation like this, well, I either have to talk to another American here or in broken German speak about this. And since I am so far out of America, and I'm not exposed to the same things that Americans are with media and newsprint and, you know, I might be missing a lot of things. And so perhaps, you know, I will be the first to admit I would love to be educated on some of these topics. Maybe you listen to me and think, my God, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He has no idea about this, and about this. Well, now's your opportunity to, you know, give it to me. Let me know about it. And then other people who listen to this will also be able to hear your opinion. So this is something I would like to do. And I would like to start it with this immigration reform. What do you think about it? Do you think we need it? Do you think we need to have the most militarized border since the Berlin Wall? Is it money well spent? We already know the government has wasted, totally wasted, millions of dollars on this fence that people still climb over. People will always find a way. But do you think it's worth it? Do we need it? Are these illegal immigrants stealing Americans' jobs? Or do we just need to scrap the welfare system? Make it as easy as this. If you can prove you are an American citizen, which you would have a difficult time doing too, if you're stopped on one of these random control checks, 100 miles within the American border. I mean, do you drive around with your birth certificate? I don't think so. But anyway, if you cannot prove that you are an American citizen, well, you could still live here, but you will receive no benefits, no social benefits, none. Your children, yes, they can still go to school here, and yes, they can still receive medical attention. However, you will have to pay for it yourself. I mean, is that so difficult to do? Have an open border policy. You can come here. You can make a better life for yourself, a better life for your children. But it's up to you. And I guarantee you, different organizations would pop up. Different, what are they called? What's the Red Cross? Nonprofit organizations, charities would pop up to help these people. Take the government out of it, because the government shouldn't be involved in it to begin with. And then we would have these different organizations or organizations that would help these quote-unquote illegal citizens. And then you wouldn't have to be stuck footing the bill for it. I mean, is it that much different to be forced to pay the health care for an illegal alien or being forced to pay for the health care of an American who's just too damn lazy to get a job? Is it that much different? They're both people. One of them has a piece of... One of them was lucky enough to be born in a certain area, and the other one wasn't. Although, I'm using the word lucky lightly here. But that's all it is. That's all it is. So, anyway, I would love to give this a try, and I would love to have some, user input. Again, all you have to do, if you use Skype, and if you don't, well then, I guess you would not be taking part in this. But if you use Skype, all you have to do is add me as a contact. My contact information again is, I am the Lost American. I will add you, and then you could just leave your video message, your rants and raves, for other people to listen to also. And mind you, this podcast last week broke into the top 50 out of, thousands. Of course, now it has dropped again, but I mean, it changes every day. And the more podcast I get out, well, then the higher up in its rankings. And once it's in that top 50 and stays in that top 50, well, then it just keeps going up and up and up and up and up. And creating the content and having the time to do it, that's the only thing that's stopping me, from holding me back. But if I had user input, well, goodness, we all could break into the top 10. Huh, that would be kind of cool. Anyway, so I hope you've enjoyed this little thing here. You know, you have my opinion on this border control, immigration control, but I'd love to hear yours. And I'm sure others would like to hear it too. So, anyway, until next time, take care. Keep on.